The mix-up that Dennis Quaid speaks of is easily illustrated here. Look at these bottles. I can easily see how someone could have mixed them up. Thinking back to the distraction, the rush, the load. Of course, one could say that the nurse should have been more careful. But I pose this question. Why are two bottles of the same medication with massively different doses, both in the same size bottle with a blue label and stored in the same medicine drawer? This is a design problem. How does it relate to health IT? Just like medicine bottles, health IT that is not thought out, not well designed, not based in user-centered design, is bound to cause similar issues. You, as a health IT professional, need to be on the alert for poor design, whether it be a medicine bottle or an EHR that could result in disastrous consequences. You are part of the critical safety net. What do I mean by stuck in thinking? This is when people do the same thing over and over again because that is the way they've always done it. Things are changing all the time in medicine. Processes change, medications change, procedures change. And if clinicians are stuck in a way of thinking about something, it can contribute to error. Well-designed health IT can begin to influence this. For example, a provider who routinely orders a particular brand name medication is offered a generic equivalent that has the same pharmacotherapeutic action, but is less toxic to the kidneys. And oh yeah, it happens to be half the price. Moving on, let's think about the Ash et al. Article. It is a terrific article for this unit. It's where the term juxtaposition and unclear directions were introduced. In this article, in a particular health IT system, clinicians frequently committed juxtaposition errors. This error occurs when something is too close to something else on the screen, and the wrong option is too easily clicked in error. In Unit 5, we talked about the small font sizes and clustering drugs together, where the first couple of letters are the same. Add an 8-point font to that, and juxtaposition rules. In the Ash et al. Article, the following transcript was presented. I was ordering corticosporin, and corticosporin solution and suspension comes up. The patient was talking to me. I accidentally put down solution. Realized that's not what I wanted. I would not have made that mistake or potential mistake if I had been writing it out because I would have put down what I wanted. Putting all these things together, we start to see how error can happen. So what does this have to do with health IT, you say? Well, when you are designing systems or just considering which system to buy, these are the things you need to think about. Clinicians are busy, distracted, multitasking, tired, and tiny print does not work. Have your users act out scenarios with the system and make them realistic and tough. Start ringing the phone. Have plenty of interruptions on hand and ask them to complete an example task. You may see where the health IT system might contribute to potentiating error. Later in this unit, we will see another video where the unclear direction